بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزلهم قد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما بارك على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receivers, Tonight, as we have always mentioned every year, is a very Mubarak night, auspicious night. It's a night of ibadah. It's a night of making tawbah, istighfar, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah Rabbul Izzat, asking Allah for forgiveness. We have made so many blunders in our life, so many mistakes, so many errors, so many sins, major sins, minor sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us. And these are occasions when Allah ta'ala forgives. Therefore, it's not a night for lengthy bayans, but just a few points just to remind ourselves about the greatness of Allah ta'ala's mercy and how Allah forgives, especially on the 15th night of Shaban. According to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forgives so many people equivalent to the hair that is found on the goats of the Kalb tribe. The Kalb tribe was a very huge tribe, and they were known for having lots of goats. On each goat, if you take a single goat and you see, count the number of hair on the goat, we can't even count the number of hair on one goat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people of this ummah on this night, which has already commenced after Maghrib Salah, equivalent to the hay of all the goats of the Kalb tribe. Therefore, we should not deprive ourselves. There are exceptions that have been mentioned in the hadith regarding certain categories of people whom Allah does not forgive, like a person who is a mushrik, who worships idols, a person who is a mudminul khamar, a person who is an alcoholic, a person who has committed zina, a person who is disobedient to his parents. There are categories, and we have read the pamphlets and the different material regarding such people who are not forgiven. However, Allah forbid that we are among such a category. And if we have slipped, then this is the time to make sincere tawbah and istighfar, because Allah is prepared to forgive. So if we have fallen into any one of these categories, still there is this chance to make sincere tawbah to Allah ta'ala, to make istighfar, and just turn and focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on the 15th night of Shaban, Allah focuses his attention to his banda. So Allah's special mercy is descending. If we have made, or we are amongst these people who are not forgiven, at this very moment, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a sincere tawbah in your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a delegation that had come from Syria in the time of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala an met the people. After some days that passed, after some time, Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked for a certain young person. A certain person, he says, where is he? Aina fulan ibn fulan? Well, they began to say, Amir Mu'mineen, this man has become a drunkard. He's drinking all the time. Whole day and night we see him drinking. Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked for a person to bring a page, and he writes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He addresses this letter to that particular person, in which he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And then he quotes the verses of Suratul Ghafir, which appears in the 24th juz of the Holy Quran. حَامِيم تَنْزِيرُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ غَافِرِ ذَنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِي الطَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says حَامِيم, and Allah says this Quran has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is most powerful, invisible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most great. Allah is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then enumerates some of his qualities. He says, ghafiri dhamb. Allah is most forgiving. And if you go into the academic part of the word ghafir, which simply means that Allah wipes out sins. Yamhu dhunub. He wipes out the sin of a person when a person makes tawbah. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and he's prepared to accept the tawbah of a person. He was a person who had made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 20 years. And suddenly, He stopped making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He became involved in sin, vice, evil for another 20 years. And one day he looks into the mirror and he sees his beard is getting white and his hair, his head, the hair on his head is becoming white. So then he made a supplication, or he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, ilahi, ata'tuka 20 sana, O Allah, I obeyed you for 20 years. And then, O my Allah, I slipped and I disobeyed you for 20 years. O my Allah, will you accept my tawbah if I come to you now? If I make ruju, إِذَا رَجَعْتُ إِلَيْكَ, will you accept me? So then he hears a voice. He does not see a person, but he hears a voice. And the voice says, O my banda, you worshipped me for 20 years. You showed love to me. فَأَحْبَبْنَاكَ, we showed love to you. You abandoned us, we left you. But you disobeyed us. فَأَمْهَلْنَاكَ, we still give you respite. If you turn to me, Allah says, I'm still prepared to forgive you. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, غَافِرِ ذَمْ وَقَابِلِ تَوْبِ. So Allah is most forgiving, Allah wipes out sin, Allah accepts the tawbah of the person, and at the same time, شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah is severe in punishment. And the tool, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of generosity. He's most generous. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala writes a letter and sends it via a messenger to give it to this youngster. And give it to him only when he's in a sober condition. Person goes and finds the right opportunity and gives him. And as he hands the letter and this person begins to read, and immediately he's overwhelmed. But the contents of the letter, by these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Ghafir, and he says, Oh my Allah, you are so forgiving, so merciful, and Oh my Allah, you can punish as well. Oh Allah, I am turning to you, and he begins to cry. فَبَكَى بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا, he cried profusely. So while this was happening, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he sent that letter, he told the people around him, that gather now and make dua for your brother. A very important point. Umar radiallahu anhu sent this message to that youngster to say that Allah is prepared to forgive you. And also in that ayat, Allah warns you, if you do not turn to Allah, do not ask for forgiveness, and you disobey Allah, Allah will punish you, but Allah is most forgiving. Giving this person hopes. And while this is happening, Umar radiallahu anhu gathers the people around him that make dua for your brother. Many times we may advise a person and we tell him to make Tawbah, istighfar, but ourselves, did we ever sit and cry for a Muslim brother or sister who has slipped, who has made a blunder, who is disobedient? Did we sit and cry and make dua? Oh Allah, you forgive him. Oh Allah, you help him. Oh Allah, you guide him. Nonetheless, the person comes back and he makes Tawbah at the hands of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, and tells the people, do exactly what we have done now. That we have given him the message of hope and we have made dua for him. And this softened his heart and made him turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ. Do not become helpers of shaitan. Shaitan does not want any one of us to make tawbah and istighfar and to be pardoned by Allah ta'ala, because he wants us to die with sins. He wants us to lose our iman. He wants us to go to Jahannam, because he knows he will go to Jahannam. He does not want to go to Jahannam alone. He wants to take many people of this ummah into Jahannam. So shaitan will make us feel miserable. He'll make us feel as though Allah is not going to forgive us. Now if we are going to assist a person, assist shaitan against any person in making him lose hope of Allah's mercy, then we are now helpers of shaitan. This is not what Rasulullah SAW wants. This is not what Allah Ta'ala wants. We should encourage the Muslim brother, the Muslim sister. In fine, from 15 Shaban, already we can sense the beginning of Ramadan coming very soon. And you'll find, alhamdulillah, masajid will be full. And even especially the month of Ramadan, we make dua, Allah accepts all of us to come to his masjid, the men folk, the women folk at home, and engaging in ibadah. Never should we ever discourage a person. Hey, you came over here today. Long time we didn't see you. We are not the custodians of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the owners of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know where a person is reading his salah. There's so many masajid around. Sometimes we perform salat in the madrasa. People do not know where we are in salah. People see you lost, don't see you around. In other words, indicating as though I am very pious and you are impious, and you are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these type of feelings that we have and behavior and conduct, we should eradicate it from our lives. If somebody tells us that, we shouldn't feel bad, say make dua for me, finish. But unfortunately, our Muslim society has this very evil habit of picking out faults of others and making them lose hope of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. I do not want to digress. Again, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ Allah Ta'ala, your Rabb is most forgiving, most merciful. And tonight is a dua that has been mentioned in books of ahadith. Who will recite this dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik wa'a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik wa'a'udhu bika minka la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. This is why it's found in many kitabs and pamphlets, and you will see it in the social media and WhatsApp groups. Simple dua. Oh Allah, I am seeking protection. Bi'afwik min iqabik. With your forgiveness from your punishment. Oh Allah, I am asking you to forgive me and not punish me. That's a simple meaning of this dua. Oh Allah, I am seeking your protection from your punishment. Bi'afwik, with your forgiveness. Oh Allah, I am seeking protection with your, in your pleasure and happiness from your displeasure. Ridaka min sakhatik. Oh Allah, do not become naraz with me. Do not become angry with me. Wa a'udhu bika mink. Oh Allah, I am seeking protection in you, from you. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, Imam Khattabi rahmatullahi alayhi has this beautiful explanation, or one of the scholars have mentioned, that if you look at this dua, there are words that have been mentioned. For example, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. The word afun in Arabic means to forgive. Forgiveness. And iqab means punishment. These are opposites. Afun, forgiveness. Iqab, punishment. Ridaq means sakhatik. Ridha means pleasure. Sakhat means displeasure. Again, we see opposites. Rasulullah made this dua. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection in your forgiveness, or in other words, forgive me. I'm seeking protection against your punishment. Seeking your pleasure against your displeasure. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. These are both opposites. Then he says, wa'udhu bika minka. Now you are seeking protection from Allah, but there is no muqabil of Allah. In other things, the opposites. Good and bad. In other words, you can never say there's a person in the rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm seeking protection from you, in you from that person. We know shaitan, but shaitan is a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's an enemy. He is nothing compared to the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him whatever power Allah has given him. Ulama see, Rasul said, oh Allah, I seek protection in you from you. In other words, this is the meaning of the ayat, fafirru ilallah. A person is committing sins, and where does he run? He cannot run away from Allah. Ulama have said, in dunya, when you are scared of a person, you are fearing a person, you will run, you will flee away, you flee and you will escape from him, away from him. You won't run to him, because it will be danger for you. But this is not in the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will run away from Allah, but where do we go? We go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fafirru ila Allah, and run towards Allah. We are running away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back to inabat ila Allah, back to making tawbah, istighfar, and to the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the same meaning of la malja'a wa la manja'a minka illa ilayk. There's no refuge, there's no salvation from you, but in you. Many times I mentioned the story of Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi. He was walking in the street and he was searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's forgiveness, and he was pondering, reflecting. And then he sees a very beautiful scene of a mother, or he sees the scene of a mother spanking her child. The child was naughty, disobedient, and she beats up the child, or she smacks the child and throws him out of the house and shuts the door.
And he sees his child, observing the child crying, running in the gully, but he comes back to the house, knocking on the door, tapping at the door, and he's saying, "Oh, my mother, Oma, Oma, open." And he's crying. And after a few minutes, the mother opens the door. The same mother who hit the child, she now grabs the child, she embraces the child, she begins to wipe the tears off the child's face, she hugs the child, she kisses the child, and then he says, "Ah, ah, qalbi. Now I've understood my heart, what I was searching for." He felt that he was committing so much sins. Where does he go to? Where does he turn to? Who does he turn to? He realized he can only turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When in this world, a mother has shown so much of mercy to her child. Imagine the mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers on every believing servant, male and female, and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and every creation of his. So this is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so many incidents of people, how they change their lives. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Faza'il al-Sadaqat, beautiful kitab, the last page, the last story which is mentioned, and you can check it up. He mentions the story of Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi. And it was the 15th night of Shaban, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi falls asleep, and he had been drinking the entire day. He was a drunkard. And he falls off asleep. And Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi says that he had a slave girl who had fallen in love with her, and then he had a child from her. And this daughter of his was very, very dear to him. He loved her profusely. And he says it was very strange that each time when he took the bottle, the little girl, daughter of his, would come and she'll push the bottle away from his hand. And because he had such love for her, he wouldn't shout her and he would leave her. But on this particular night, he fell off asleep, of course, not reading any salah. And then suddenly he sees the scenes of Qiyamah. And people are now being resurrected from the graves. It's a very horrifying scene. And he sees himself also waking up from the grave. And people are running to and fro. And everybody is gripped with fear. And he says, "I'm running." And suddenly I see a very huge python chasing behind me. So I become very, very scared and alarmed. And as I'm running, it's an elderly old man with nice perfume and nice fragrance. So I beg him to see, "Please help me. The snake is right behind me. He's going to attack me." And this old man says, "Oh my brother, I'm so sorry. I cannot assist you. I'm weak. I'm old." So just carry on running. So he says, "I run and I run." And as I'm running, the snake is coming closer and closer behind me. And I'm coming and ascending a hill. And as I come to the top of the hill, beyond the hill, I can see the fire of Jahannam. The burning fire of Jahannam. And now I do not know what to do. If I advance, I will fall into Jahannam. But the snake behind me is growing in size and becoming overwhelmed with and gripped with such fear that it's going to bite me and going to attack me and kill me. So then I take a U-turn, I run against the direction I came in, the opposite direction, I see this old man again. And I plead to him, "Please help me." He says, "I cannot assist you, I'm weak, I'm old." But okay, go towards that direction where you see the amanat of people, the trust. Perhaps you may have some amanat that you had in this world and you sent towards the akhirat, and maybe it can be of some assistance. So he says, as I went, the beautiful windows with nice draped curtains. And I said, many windows there. And as I'm going there, the snake is still coming right behind me, now very, very close. And suddenly he hears the angels shouting, "They come out of your windows and move, they drop the curtain. There is a person who is desperate now in need. Perhaps one of you is his amanat." And so he sees suddenly young, beautiful children, young boys and young girls, who are nabaligh, little children, beautiful faces, they all begin to appear. And then they see me in this condition, desperately in need now of assistance. So they shout out to the others, the other young boys and young girls, that come out quickly, perhaps somebody may recognize him. And he sees suddenly, I see that same daughter of mine, because she had passed away in infancy. She was about 2 or 3 years old and she died, and that caused me great distress. And now I see the same daughter of mine, and she sees me, "Oh my father, it's you." And then she takes a swing made of noor and light, and she darts towards me, and she grabs me, So I hold her in my hand. And she's got her left hand around me. And with the right hand she ushers and she pushes away the python that was coming right there, about to attack me, and it goes away. Then I tell my daughter, then what are you doing here? And she says that we are those little children who passed away in infancy, we were not baligh. And Allah kept us as deposits and amanat for you people, our parents, that we were deprived in the world of seeing you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this chance and opportunity for us to intercede on your behalf. And this is what I'm doing. Oh my father, has the time not come for you now to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to humble yourself and to read the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ, which again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that has the time not come for you to humble yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wakes up. And this becomes a turning point in his life. So 15 Shaban, we don't have to wait for this night to change our lives. But Allah gives us opportunities. Many things happens in a person's life. And then that becomes a moment of a reformation in his life. And he makes sincere tawbah and istighfar. But when we make sincere tawbah and istighfar tonight, let it be genuine. Let it be sincere. It is not just mock the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is quite common, we have seen from this morning, people sending, asking for maaf and forgiveness if I did something. It's a Mubarak night. But it must not be a customary practice. It must be a genuine asking for forgiveness. And we must make that concerted effort in the right direction. And we see now the month of Ramadan is going to come. So what a beautiful training period of again working against our nafs, making that mujahada, making zikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, coming to the masjid, attaching ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shunning all evil, staying away from evil company, away from drugs, again, away from zina, away from filth. If a person is genuine, he's sincere, Allah ta'ala will draw him closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, there are so many other incidents that come to mind, but as I said, it's not the day of night of just talks. It is a night of ibadah. People look for some special type of ibadah. There is no special type of ibadah. We read the dua, and the dua is telling us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His protection from evil. If we have offended any person, we ask for forgiveness. We have done wrong, then immediately make amends. Our muamala with Allah must be saf, it must be clean, it must be clear. And we should inculcate in our lives this taqwa, which we will hear from tonight, till the end of Ramadan and even beyond that. So it must just not become a lesson that we keep on hearing taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. But simply it means, let us do those things that Allah has asked us to do and stay away from those things that Allah has made haram for us. And that is simple. And if we do slip, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors of forgiveness for us. The Noon Misri rahmatullahi alayhi is a very intriguing incident. When he was along the banks of the river and suddenly his eyes caught on a tortoise that was moving, or a type of a creature, and then he sees a scorpion, a frog, he sees a frog, and he sees suddenly a scorpion jumping on the back of the frog, and then he sees this frog going across the river, so he follows, and he sees a drunk person lying down, completely in his drunken state. And there's a snake that is cutting up his legs and now going to bite this particular drunk person. And at that very moment, the scorpion hops off the back of this frog and it bites the snake just in time, kills the snake and saves the life of this particular man who was drunk. And the Noon Misri rahmatullahi then begins to cogitate and ponder. He says, oh my Allah. In fact, he says, Ya Allah, if this is how you deal and you are so kind with a person who is disobedient to you, then oh my Allah, how will you be then dealing with people who are obeying you? If you are so kind and you save the life of one who is disobedient to you, then oh my Allah, what will be the life of that person who is always obedient to you? And this is what we need. It is not tawbah ma'al israr. Ulama say we must endeavor now to make that tawbah in our life, after which there's no persisting and going back to the sins. And this is the goal we must have for the month of Ramadan. That I'm making that sincere tawbah, After which I am not going to fall back and shirk in my duties and go back to the sin. Like how Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, when a person makes tawbatan nasuha, pure, genuine tawbah, it is like when a person has milked the cow and they remove the cow, the milk from the udders of the cow, it is impossible to stuff back the milk into the udders of the cow. Like that you made tawbah, wallah, I'm not going to commit zina anymore, wallah, I'm not going to drink anymore, I'm not going to take drugs anymore, I'm not going to cheat anymore, I'm not going to slander anymore, I'm not going to have pride and arrogance in my life, I'm not going to hurt any person's feeling. Let us not go back to that sin, like how it is impossible for the milk to go back into the udders of the cow. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Tonight also is the night we make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah SAW. Extremely important. 7 months have passed and we see the condition of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. There's no more words that we can speak. Every day we hear people from different parts of the world, even non-Muslims, supporting our Palestinian Muslim brothers and sisters. Tonight is a night that I beg all of you, even if it's just a few minutes, go and do that musalla. We talk about Palestine, what's happening. This is the time now, at least this much, even if it's just a few minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah will see the tears of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being shed for our Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah's mercy will definitely come. And we must have yaqeen in this, that Allah is going to help, Allah is already assisting. But of course, we see the condition that they are going through. If we are to be in their condition, Allah knows best, what would have been our condition? Whether we would have stayed on Iman or not. They are going through very, very, very difficult times. But that is because the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more than we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more closer a person is to Allah, the greater the trials and tests. So we make special dua for them and for every ummati of Rasulullah from wherever he may be, she may be. There are so many people who are sick. People have requested duas. We should remember the ummat of Rasulullah. Of course, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, and worrying about the iman in our country and the different fitnas that are taking place. We have to be very, very concerned, alert, awake, vigilant, and be worried about safeguarding our iman and the deen and making tahaffuz of our deen in this country and other parts of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Make a short zikr and then dua inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif. We make zikrullah, we say la ilaha illallah. Allah, we are negating, we are taking everything out of our heart besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghairullah, the pride, the arrogance, the jealousy, the love for haram that we have. We're saying la to all this. La to the pride. La to that hasad, the jealousy, the malice that we have. And we're saying illallah. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are putting in our heart the marifat of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say Allah, Allah. Then just picture that everything in the world is saying Allah, Allah with us. Our tongues are saying Allah. The heart is saying Allah. Think of Allah Ta'ala's loftiness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's might, Allah's supremacy, Allah's power, Allah's strength, Allah's kindness, Allah's benevolence, Allah's mercy.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله
ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك، ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Oh my Allah, we seek protection, my Allah, in your forgiveness from your punishment, my Allah. We seek protection, ya Allah, in your pleasure from your displeasure, my Allah. We seek protection in you, from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot enumerate all the praises, ya Allah, for you, my Allah. You are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. You are Rabbul Alameen, my Allah. You have said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah, all praise belongs only to you, my Allah. You are such a kind Allah, loving Allah. Allah, there is no other deity worthy of worship besides you. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Oh Allah, you are free from any type of false deficiencies, shortcomings, blemishes, my Allah. You are pure, you are pak, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. You have given us this Mubarak night, my Allah. Allah, we have raised our hands, our brothers. This is masjid, elderly ones, young ones, ulama, hufaz. Ya Allah, masum children are sitting in this masjid, my Allah, tonight. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters and others at home, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. Having hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us tonight, my Allah, of your forgiveness, my Allah. Do not make us be amongst the categories that have been mentioned that they are not forgiven tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have wronged, ya Allah, we are asking for tawbah, my Allah. Help us to make amends if we have hurt any person, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become mahroom, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you're going to deprive us, my Allah, then we'll be at a loss, my Allah. May Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming, my Allah. Make it be the most beautiful Ramadan of our lives. Full of taqwa. Help us to keep our rozas properly. Our full tarawih salah, my Allah. Our tilawah of the Quran. Help us to make many khatams, my Allah. Let our tongues be moist in your dhikr, my Allah. Let our eyes not see haram, my Allah. Let our ears not hear haram, my Allah. Let our hands and feet not go towards haram, my Allah. Let our minds not think of haram, my Allah. Let us not may use our tongues in ghiba and slandering, my Allah. In vulgar language, oh my Allah. Sweeten our tongues with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, with good words, my Allah, with kind words. Keep us united, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our rozas become qaza, my Allah. Don't make us become sick, my Allah. Give us good health in the month of Ramadan, especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ummah bahut pareshan hal hai. Ya Allah, you are Sami'in Basir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of the dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in the special ummah of your most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that we are a special ummah, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not even tolerate, whilst performing salah, the sobbing of a child. Ya Allah, that he would curtail his salah because he couldn't hear the child crying, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, the young babies in Palestine are crying, my Allah. Malik, ya Allah, they have got no parents anymore, my Allah. They have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, and such yateem that there's nobody else to care for them, my Allah. There's no food for them, my Allah. There's no water for them, my Allah. They've got no luxuries whatsoever, my Allah. They don't even have simple clothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the most beloved, ya Allah, of the blessed land, my Allah. Of ya Allah, Mubarak, Ardan Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam have passed on there, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the same place, my Allah, where Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam will come, my Allah. And before Qiyamah we know, my Allah, and we have yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are so far away, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel so helpless, my Allah, that we can hardly do anything for them, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight before you, my Allah. We ask you by your Ism-e A'zam. We ask you by your beautiful names and sifat and qualities, my Allah. By your grandeur and your might, my Allah. You are Al-Qadir, Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir. You are Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, my Allah. We cannot understand your wisdom, my Allah, because we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. You can never become maghloob, my Allah. You are always ghalib, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties they are suffering, my Allah. Bring aman and aman, my Allah. Grant them afiyat in their lives now, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore peace, ya Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Allah, you gave them that land, my Allah. And those enemies who are snatching away that land, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, my Allah. Allahumma qtulhum bidada. Allahumma qtulhum badada. Ya Allah, if iman is not written for them, my Allah. Allah, if they're not going to make amends, my Allah, then you destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them zaleel, my Allah. By their own doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be a mockery, Allah, that the entire world mocks at them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy, destroy them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all the efforts nakam, my Allah. Make them be failures, my Allah. Don't give them kamiyabi, my Allah. Allah, give kamiyabi to those masoom children, my Allah. To those widows, my Allah. Allah, they're living in tents, my Allah. They have to stretch their hands waiting for one hamper coming in their way, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, don't test us like that, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Allah, we know victory is going to come, my Allah. We have yaqeen in your words, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, we know it is because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are far, but because of we are disobeying you, my Allah, these conditions have come, my Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts of every person is between your fingers, and you can change the direction to whichever way you want, my Allah. Ya Allah, put rahm in the hearts of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them stop their zulam, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, the world is only talking and talking and talking, my Allah. Books have been filled, my Allah, and so many talks have been given, my Allah. But oh my Allah, it is only you, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. And tonight we are begging you, my Allah, on behalf of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ourselves, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our dhurriyat, my Allah, our friends, our mashayikh, asatiza, our apas, my Allah, our family members, our musallis, ya Allah, our muta'alliqeen, especially those who are present now, my Allah, and who are listening to this dua and they've raised their hands, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our worries and sorrows, our hardships. Ya Allah, answer our duas. Ya Allah, you are mujib al-da'awat. You are mentioned in the Quran. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. You have exhorted us. You have commanded us to make dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making dua to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, see what the cracks in our fingers and our hands, my Allah. Hum to bohat kamzor hai. Hum na laik hai. Hum gandhi hai. Ya Allah, hum sharminda hai. Ey, Malik Kareem, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before maut comes, my Allah, we have read what the ulama have written, that person who makes tawbah before maut, then this is a divine blessing from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such a tawbah that you forgive us completely and there is no trace of any sin left behind us. There must not be a legacy of sin behind us, that because we are doing some wrong and even after we pass away, many others will also follow suit and get involved in that sin, and we will have to pay for the people who follow us doing that evil. Oh my Allah, when we pass away, make us pass away with a clean slate, my Allah. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله grant all of us عافيت سلامتي حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت protection your معرفت your قرب يا الله protect our ایمان my Allah يا الله protect our ایمان my Allah Ya Allah, we know what is happening, Ya Allah. We know the condition of the ummah, especially the youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love our youth, my Allah. Bring them closer to Deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many that we haven't even seen, my Allah. But my Allah, they are going astray, my Allah. Different types of ideas are coming into their heads, my Allah. Because of the social, Ya Allah, the internet and the social media, my Allah. Ya Allah, their love for Iman is being away from their hearts, my Allah. Love and azamat of this Deen is coming out of their hearts. Love of Sunnah is coming out of their hearts. Ya Allah, shubuhat is coming into their minds. Doubts about Islam, doubts about your existence, my Allah. When you are Hayyul Qayyum, my Allah. You Allah, you are the most, you are the most great, my Allah. You are Akbar, my Allah. There's nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us Tawheed, my Allah. Do not snatch away this Iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. You are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. You do not need any person, my Allah. You are, Ya Allah, you are Ghani, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. We need you every moment of our life, every second of our life. And Ya Allah, you have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. You gave us a title that we are beggars, my Allah. And truly we are beggars, my Allah. We are so muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is our muhtaji that is making us beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors. Open your doors of rahmat. Open your floodgates of mercy, my Allah. Change our conditions for better, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih. Make our youngsters, make our children and grandchildren, our nephews and nieces, my Allah. Make them become good, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become righteous and pious. Keep all of us on sirat and mustaqim. Do not make us have evil company. My Allah, that young person, that young boy or young girl, or even an adult who has taken drugs, my Allah, who's become an alcoholic, my Allah, forgive him also, my Allah. Give him tawfiq of tawbah. That person has fallen into zina. Ya Allah, make him see the qabahat and filth and ugliness of zina, my Allah. Help him to make sincere tawbah. Oh, my Allah, so many marriages have broken, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hardly perform a nikah, and then we hear the nikah is over, my Allah. Exactly what Rasulullah had prophesied, a time will come when talaq will become rampant and rife. Ay Allah, we beg you, Allah, give us true, sound knowledge, my Allah. Protect our iman, our deen. Make us understand this deen is not a play, it's not a joke, my Allah. The nikahs are not jokes, my Allah. Help us to understand the seriousness of our nikahs, my Allah. Help us to fulfill each other's rights, my Allah. On petty and small things, my Allah. The girl goes away home. The man leaves, gives his wife talaq, my Allah. Sometimes masoom children are born, my Allah. And they are growing, Ya Allah. And they do not know which way to go, my Allah. Their lives become shattered, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, Ya Allah. We know what is happening in society, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai. Ya Allah, forgive us. We are supposed to be leading the ummah, my Allah. Keep us on hidayat. Make us be hadin, mahdiyin. Don't make us become dhalin, mudilin. Ya Allah, there are people who are just waiting to pick up false, my Allah. Ya Allah, they condemn the ulama and the scholars and huffaz and people and pious and righteous just because they did not want to practice on deen. Ya Allah, hide and conceal our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our wrongs, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, make us become good leaders, my Allah. Change the condition of the ummah, my Allah. Make each person become a wali, my Allah. There is nothing impossible for you, my Allah. Absolutely nothing impossible for you, my Allah, to include us in the list of the awliya, my Allah. Oh, mothers and sisters, so many are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are being abused by their husbands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we deal with those cases, my Allah. Sometimes, Ya Allah, we don't understand what type of person this man is. How insane he has become. Eh, Malik Kareem, help us to make amends, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are people who own factories and workplaces and shops and businesses, my Allah, give them mercy in their hearts, my Allah, towards their workers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we give charity to different organizations, but my Allah, we can't even pay our workers the true, the right salary that they deserve, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we look at everybody else's faults, my Allah, but our own faults, my Allah. Help us to concentrate in the month of Ramadan on purifying, rectifying, reforming our lives, my Allah. Do not make us lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat needs. Ya Qadi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-Gham.
مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف may Allah we are begging you may Allah for موت المدينة الشريف may Allah there is only hope we may have may Allah that if we die with Iman in the condition you are pleased with us may Allah and we get burial in Jannatul Baqi may Allah just in one small space of ground in Baqi may Allah that at least on the day of Qiyamah Rasulullah will intercede on behalf of the people of Baqi may Allah then we stand some chance otherwise may Allah we don't have true knowledge may Allah we have zero amal may Allah our lives are filthy may Allah from the time we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep at night may Allah it is only evil and haram and filth may Allah it is only deceiving the people may Allah we have become consumed with dunya as though there is no akhirat as though there is no qiyamah as though there is no standing before Rabbul Alameen ya Allah give us the understanding now that qiyamah is haqq and we are going to leave this temporary world and go to the everlasting akhirat Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Rasulullah the day of Qiyamah and the whole the kawthar water from his Mubarak hands. May Allah, in dunya we have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba were fortunate, may Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us of being in his company and seeing our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how we wish we could just be there, running towards our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he must be smiling at us, may Allah. And he must introduce us to his Sahaba Ikram, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, radiallahu anhu, majma'een. Oh, may Allah give us the holy kawthar water from his Mubarak hands. Allah make us enter Jannah without any recurring. Ya Allah, we want to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, Ya Allah. Safeguard all of us, save all of us, and our wives and children, our grandchildren, our dhurriyat. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our children. Make them get true, sound, deeni knowledge, my Allah. Protect them, may Allah. Protect us in our country, may Allah. From crime, may Allah. From hijackings, may Allah. From kidnapping, may Allah. From evil, may Allah. Ya Allah, let not the Shariat be tempered upon, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, of preserving the Shariat wherever we go. Your Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, may Allah. Ya Allah, keep our hearts united, may Allah. Families are disunited, may Allah. Ulama are disunited, may Allah. Ummat is disunited, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will we face one another in the day of Qiyamah, may Allah? Standing before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we then turn our face from a Muslim brother and sister on that day, may Allah? Ya Allah, it is not possible then, my Allah. We'll be embarrassed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we brubit. We did not follow his sunnah in this world, my Allah. And we are disunity, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that one of the main causes and reasons, my Allah, for you holding back your nusrat and madad and mercy from the ummat is because our hearts have become disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to purify our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people, so many who are sick, my Allah. In hospitals, my Allah. So many have got cancer for so long, my Allah. What they are going through, my Allah. Only you alone know best, my Allah. They're making sabr-i jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Our family members, our mashayikh, close people, Ya Allah. People we have lost recently, my Allah. And especially the shuhada in Palestine and other parts of the world, my Allah. Make their maghfirah, give them the highest of stages of Jannat al-Firdaus. Their families who are living, my Allah, who are still living, my Allah. Whether the wife is a widow, my Allah, you take care of her. Ya Allah, the husband has lost his wife, you take care of him. Masum children, my Allah, you take care of them, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you feed the billions and billions and trillions, Ya Allah, and the countless of your creatures in the sky and the sea, Ya Allah, and in the land, in the jungles, Ya Allah, the birds in the sky, my Allah, we do not feed them. The millions of fish, we never feed them, my Allah. Ya Allah, in fact, they become our rozi, my Allah. You are the one who is Razaq. Allah, you have mentioned, inni, Ya Allah, that you are Razaq, Dhul Quwwati Al-Mateen. Ya Allah, you provide for those children, Ya Allah, in Palestine, Gaza, especially, from unseen sources, my Allah. from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer the jais muraz, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of spending some time tonight, my Allah, in your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, that dog, it is so loyal to its master. It safeguards, it stands outside the door of its master the entire night. It will bark at any person who it thinks that will attack or has come as an intruder, my Allah. Just because that master has given it a few crumbs, a few slices of dry bread. But my Allah, you have provided for us innumerable bounties, countless of bounties, my Allah. And we cannot even spend one night in your ibadat, my Allah. Allah forgive us. Hum toh bohat kamzor hai. But a little ibadat that we'll spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes in some tahajjud, your zikr, tilawat of the Quran, accept it, my Allah, and make it a zariya of our najat in the akhirat. Allah hazirin, ghaibin, sab ki dua, qabool farma. Ya Allah, those who are maqroos of good deaths, help them to fulfill the deaths, my Allah. Whatever problem a person has, whether it's a social problem, a welfare problem, domestic problem, ya Allah, he's got depression, whatever it is, ya Allah, remove those difficulties. Give us that himmat and courage to come back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. And give us a beautiful Ramadan. Allah, those who give for Umrah, give them a Umrah, ya Allah, which is maqboola, ya Allah. Not an Umrah spent, ya Allah, in vice and evil and shopping, my Allah. And ibadah, a time, ya Allah, when we connect to you, my Allah. And we become your true lovers, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.